I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone. Janelle and I are here today before the show actually starts to have a bit of a heart-to-heart to talk about our feelings as much as we can because I have a lot of feelings. Being 34 weeks pregnant, I have a lot of hormones and feelings, as you can imagine. And that's actually why I will not be on today's episode. I feel it is not good for my mental health right now, which makes me really sad because I love this show and this has always been the one show that's good for my mental health. That makes me really, really happy and I'm so excited to do. Last week was extremely difficult. Obviously, we had to make the announcement around Corelli's departure, and it was very sudden and shocking to all of you, as it also was to us. We didn't have much time at all to process it before we had to announce it to you all. And we struggled with how to do it, because it is a situation that is very difficult to navigate, quite frankly. And there's still, like we said originally, you know, there's things that we need to keep private to protect her privacy.
As well as the privacy of others within the company.
Yeah, yes. And we worked with, you know, what we can and can't say. We brought to our HR team and our PR, and they all said this is the way to do it. And it felt in the time inauthentic to me. It's frustrating to have to go by these parameters, but this is obviously, you guys know, this is a company. We're not just like friends hanging out in a basement chatting, you know, this is our jobs. And so there are certain guidelines that we have to follow. And I knew people were going to feel unsatisfied with the response and have questions because, of course, you're curious, you're humans, you're used to the four of us, you love this show, and you want to know what happened, rightfully so. And we unfortunately cannot give you that information. And so I knew that people were going to be wanting more, but I did not expect the, quite frankly, level of cruelty towards us and towards other team members that aren't even part of this show. And that's not from all of you. There have been so many of you who clearly are sad and want to know what's going on and express that without getting mean. Or there are a lot of you who've left really helpful comments that are trying to explain to others, this is how they have to do it. They're stuck doing this. There's probably more to the story. And of course, there is. I know there were a lot of you that wanted us to do. That's the thing, is I don't know exactly what people wanted us to do. I think in a perfect world, you would want, like, I know I saw people saying, we want like a montage and we want more emotion. We want to know what's going on in your personal friendships. And quite frankly, those things would not have been appropriate for this situation at all. You know, what actually happened is something that I feel I would feel comfortable with you all knowing what it is. It actually has nothing to do with this show.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with like the sesh or
at all.
Like things that happened on the show leading up to this event or, you know, anything like that. Obviously, we can't say much more than that, but yeah, I mean, it was an unfortunate situation that happened. And this was the really difficult decision that we had to make.
Yeah. It's been extremely difficult on us before we even told all of you. Like, we have been, it's been hard. Okay. So, I've never in my life experienced a situation where I can't defend myself or just speak openly about it. And that is also to protect everyone involved.
Yeah.
We don't want to hurt anyone. I just, for one, and I know it's the internet and that I can't expect people to, like I said, not be curious and to want more from us and say things like, we're disappointed in you, which, God, for some reason, I think it's like a childhood thing for me that
I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
That is like, oh, it really does make me so sad. Or to judge Janelle and I's character. I feel like my character is being like assassinated and no one has any idea, you know, what's actually going on. So yeah, I think at this point in my pregnancy too, to be like, I'm way too fragile emotionally to be in a spot where I just have to take that and not say anything. I really felt the need to defend myself to some degree and at least say the things that you guys are saying and commenting are not true. I haven't seen one person, not a single thing online have I seen that is anywhere near the actual truth. And you can believe that or you cannot.
Yeah,
I'm being completely open right now.
And like, I get the internet is, you know, gonna speculate and you guys have the right to think what you want and say what you want and, you know, that's fine. And if you have chosen that you no longer want to watch the show or consume our content or support us, like, I respect that. And that's completely your decision. I'm not going to like sit here and, you know, try to like influence the content that you consume. And so I would just say that like, if you're no longer interested in listening to our show, that thank you for the time that you were here. And for those of you that are supportive and, you know, want to see us continue on and stick around, like, that's great. We're happy to have you here. And like we said, we genuinely do wish nothing but the best for every single person involved in this situation. And like me saying that, I'm sure many people won't believe that, and that's fine. There's nothing I can like do to convince you of that, but
right.
I am being genuine when I say that. I harbor no, and I know Kendall feels this way as well, no ill will or wishing bad things upon anyone. That was involved in this show or this situation. And I hope the best for them. And I hope that this provided a little more personal touch that maybe the other week did not have. But that's really like all that we're, you know, able to say. So
we wish it was different. It's
yeah.
It's a really hard place to be in.
Yeah. So
but, you know, like I said, I love doing this show. I love this audience a lot. I really do. I know that sounds so parasocial and weird, but there's so many of you out there who, you know, leave comments that are so on par with the personalities that we have.
Totally.
And like, I feel strangely connected to you guys. And I think that's why it hurts is like, I love Wednesdays because I get to read Sesh comments. I really do. It like brightens up my week. It's so fun for me. And then to get on now and have such a different experience is, I don't know, extremely difficult and depressing. But like I said, I am very emotional. So
I think that's pretty much all we wanted to say. I will be back next week. Kendall will not be, but we'll be back together soon.
I think so.
And just for those of you who watch this, thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And wishing you guys all the best.
Yeah.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I'm Janelle, and I'm joined by my lovely friend, Sydney, here.
I'm happy to be here.
Hello, Sydney. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
You look stunning.
Oh, thank you.
I must say, your hair is really giving today. I'm jealous, per usual.
Well, yours looks great, too.
Thank you. I curled it last night before I went to bed.
Nice.
Because I knew that I'd be far too lazy to do it this morning. And it was looking wild. I need to get a haircut, I think. It's time. Which you all know, I don't like doing.
No, as John doesn't cut your hair.
John does not cut my hair. I don't know if I've talked about John's salon on the show.
Oh, yeah, John's salon.
John's salon. John opened a salon. It's called John's Salon. I'm his only customer. We run it outside of our guest room bathroom.
Nice.
And I go to it like once every month or so to dye my roots. But he does not cut my hair, and he's kind of an annoying salon because I have to bring my own product.
Wow.
Mix my own product.
You may have to mix it.
I have to mix my own product.
Wow, that's true.
Split my hair, clean up after it. So it's kind of lazy.
Last time he even got some on your forehead.
Last time. Yeah. Well, you see, cause there's like a barrier cream that you put on your skin to keep the dye from like soaking up or whatever. And I thought I put enough on. Again, I have to put the barrier cream on. The salon owner won't do it. And I didn't put enough on, and the dye definitely like stained my skin. And even after I showered, I like on my hairline up here had like
some dark
spots. Yep. So, you know, and on my neck, it was like I came into work and I was like, ignore this.
I look a little spotted.
Also, speaking of ignore this, I am very aware that my hands and face are two very different colors. And I'll explain why. Okay. It's because I haven't gotten a spray tan in weeks, and my foundation is far too dark for my very pale February skin tone, but I still want to be bronze in my face. And
you're just being real.
And like, so it's like, this is crazy looking. But before y'all point it out, I figured I'd point out myself, and I'm gonna hide my hands. Anyways, welcome back. We are here. I have Maggie's here as well. She's
Miss Maggie.
I also have this giant bag of popcorn, which, dude, I seriously think this weighs as much as Maggie. It's Oreo popcorn. Very delicious.
Looks
we
good.
Have, what do we have some here?
On the border chips.
Mm-hmm. Cafe then, style.
Yes. And then restaurant style salsa. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend.
We also have boba tea.
Yes. I didn't get bobas in mine.
Oh, yeah. You don't like boba, huh?
No, I do. I just didn't know what I'd think about it with the liquid. The non-like smoothie type.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The non
blended
milk tea.
Right. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, anyways, we're just living life over here. I'm just living life. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. It was good. Very chill. We sat on the couch. We ate sushi.
What kind of sushi?
You know, we tried, it was called a volcano roll. It was really good.
Okay.
And then I got some pieces of salmon. That's my favorite. And then we did another roll, but it was really good. It's like crunchy on top. And
I just love sushi.
Same.
I went to Melting Pot for Valentine's Day, which was very fun. Except for at first, I freaked out because when we got there, we're waiting for, which if, no, I don't, there's Melting Pots and others. Yeah, there are. I've been to one in Arizona. But if you don't know what a Melting Pot is, it's basically just like a fondue restaurant. But we were there waiting for our like table to be ready. And we're standing at the front and all of a sudden I look up and there's a waiter. And I'm like, holy fuck, I think this is my high school boyfriend, like what? My ex.
No way.
I was like, no, not on Valentine's Day. I started tweaking out. I was like, oh my God, what if he has our table? Like and I haven't spoken to him since like junior year of high school. And we didn't end on like bad terms or anything. But I was like, oh my God,
not today.
I don't know if it's him still. We didn't have him. Like we went to a different side of the restaurant. I don't think it was him, but I was terrified.
That would be an iconic story. Would you have told John if he like sat you guys?
Oh, 100%. I'd be like,
do you think John would know?
I don't know. If I was like, yo, that's so-and-so, like, because he knows who that guy is.
Yeah.
Well, he was a couple grades above us, but John and I knew each other before I started dating this other guy. Anyways, whatever. So he would have like known who I was talking about.
Would you have said like hi to him? Like,
that's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, okay, if that's who I think it is and he's our waiter, like I feel like he would probably recognize me because we were together for like, I mean, in high school, it was like close to a year, I think. So for high school times, that was a long time. And I was like, I don't want to make it weird by pretending that
I don't think I could.
Don't know him. What if he was like, hi, my name is blank. I'll be taking care of you today. I'd be like, ah.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, sir. My name is Janelle. I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I was like, well, maybe I will. I would say like, oh, hey, nice to see you. Didn't know you worked here.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
But I don't think it was him. I hope.
That was lucky. Well.
Whatever. But yeah, it was good. We had fondue. I had salmon, like all fish and shrimp for my proteins. And I was like, I'm just going to eat the fish raw because you can.
Oh, but you didn't like.
I was like, I'll dip it in for like 30 seconds max just to like give it a scorch. But you know me, I love sushi.
That's
so
true.
I was like, I could just make this sushi at this point.
That's actually a bad idea. And I like when they bring you like the well, the cheese. What kind of cheese did you guys get?
We had Green Goddess, which was like, they have like their signature sauce, which is Green Goddess sauce. And so it was like that, cheddar, beer, hella garlic.
Yum.
My God, I just love melted cheese. I just love cheese. Cheese is like, I think, my favorite food in the world. Like, oh, and did you know that you can be addicted to cheese? Like, people are, like, it's the same part of your brain. As far as addiction, as like hard drugs.
But just cheese?
Yeah, cheese is like extremely addictive.
Wow.
I'm addicted.
Okay, we need to start, stepping back from the cheese. No, I love melted cheese and like dipping, like the apples. So good.
Fire.
That sounds so yummy. I feel like by the time you're done with the cheese, you're like, shit, I gotta like loosen my belt to eat
100%.
More meat.
Yep. Because then you have your meats, you're like, meats and vegetables, and then afterwards you have your chocolate fondue,
and you can't miss out on that.
And I was not missing out on that. I just accepted I'll be in pain, you know, like when you're full but not in pain, but then you're like full, you get full when you're in pain.
Yeah,
that was how we left. We just accept, and then
like walking, like getting up from the seat.
Yeah, I was
just like, oh God.
Yeah, and then the guy putting in the garlic in the cheese fondue, he's like, how much garlic do you guys want? I was like, I love garlic. Like, throw it in.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, John was like, we're going to be farting all night. And I was like, ain't nothing more romantic than that, sweetie.
And yummy breath. Oh, wow. That's funny.
Oh, so anyways, hope you all had a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yes.
If you celebrated, did something with your boo, or maybe by yourself.
Or the girls.
Or your friends, or your dog, or your parents, whatever. Or maybe you just had a nice day by yourself. Gave yourself some self-love. That's always good, too. Speaking of food, we were having this conversation off camera and I was like, okay, wait, we need to finish this on camera because I need your guys' input. So we were ordering, or Sid was ordering sandwiches from this place. Mm-hmm. And the term that potato salad is just like an ugly food.
Yes.
Got brought up. Like describe what we were like.
Just because it's,
It's not a beautiful food.
No, I mean, I love it. That's why I ordered it. But, you know, like, I don't know. I saw this reference of like, I feel like potato salad today.
Like, yeah. But then
not
you were
saying that I'm feeling ugly, just like, you know, just on a rougher, like, I don't know.
Oh, you're feeling like you're not feeling like eating potato salad. You're just feeling like a potato salad.
Yeah, because I was kind of thinking about it. Like, it's not pretty, but it's not.
That's what I was going to say. Like, let's all be real. Potato salad's not the most beautiful looking food there is. Okay.
Yeah, like it's just.
And so then we were like, that's so funny because that'll be our new term. Like if we're feeling
just kind of rough,
like
or
rough and blah, we'll be like, oh, it's giving potato salad.
Yes. But my question is like, what's the opposite of potato salad?
What's a gorgeous food? I was going to say caviar, but that's like almost too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. To me, like a sushi roll. Is beautiful.
I'm feeling like a sushi roll today.
No, maybe that does.
I don't know. I have to think about that because that's
okay. The potato salad versus pasta. A shrimp scampi.
Yes. Okay. See, that's pretty.
See, that's like pretty fresh.
Yes.
There's some greens on top.
It's a clean girl.
You've heard of clean girl aesthetic?
Shrimp
have
scampi.
You heard of shrimp scampi aesthetic? Dude.
I mean, we're off, but it's...
Oh, my God. Speaking of clean girl aesthetic, my makeup is so not clean girl aesthetic right now. I don't know what is wrong with my face. It is so dry here that I just feel like everything looks cakey and crusty. Like, you know, you like look in the mirror and you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then you look up close and you're like, holy shit.
Yes.
Like, I need to be...
Like, I have like craters or something.
Yes.
Going on. Or like what's
this
it called?
Is horrible.
Like, you know, broken. What am I even trying to say? Dirt.
It looks like I wiped dirt on my face.
I just, yeah, it's brutal out here.
Yeah, it sucks.
When we were in North Carolina, never. Like,
yeah, because it's humid.
Basically had to deal with like not over sweating. But then I could just tell when we moved back here, my skin became like crackly.
Mm-hmm. But then food rots there quickly. Like bags of chips.
Oh,
they
there?
Get like soggy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like every time I go to Florida, I go to Florida a lot and North Carolina. Stuff just like gets soggy and gross quickly.
Yep. Are you still watching the Olympics?
Yes. Still tuning in. I have something I'd like to report. I know you do as well.
Yes.
We have some like random ass. I just want to like talk about the Olympics for a sec because I feel like this is one of the crazier years. I guess you could say. I was going to say seasons.
For some reason, I'm interested.
In the Olympics?
Yeah. Like beforehand, I wasn't. I don't know. Maybe I also
need to talk about really quick the rink that they use for the luge and the skeleton and like those sports. Part of the rink or the track, it's not a rink. Sorry. The track is like literally vertical.
Yes, I saw that.
Did you see that picture? There's they're literally completely on their side for part of it. And that's how fast they're going. Anyways, I have so much respect now for the losers.
The losers.
But also, did you see about the condoms?
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Everyone be fucking at the Olympics.
I thought there was rules against that.
Against fucking at the Olympics?
Yeah, because remember like, they met something with their beds? Or was that just like a... Like they had like wooden bed? Like
they had like at the... What was it? Paris last time? The Summer Olympics?
Weren't the beds just like really flimsy so you couldn't...
Yeah, I think they like... But
that
no.
Just, that's crazy.
They ran out of condoms in 3 days.
Wow.
They were provided... It says competitors from around the world were provided 10,000 condoms. But they were depleted in just 3 days. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's wild.
Because then I looked at how many athletes there are. And okay, so there's just under 3,000 athletes. And there's 1,000 condoms that they were provided, and they ran out in 3 days. So people be boinking. And apparently on Valentine's Day, they had been promised a fresh stock of condoms for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
So I'm like, wow, Italy's just like the city of love and romance.
Clearly. They got to stay warm.
Yeah. And and apparently there were 300,000 condoms provided for the 2024 Paris Games, but there were way more athletes. There's like 10,000 athletes in the Paris Games, whereas this one's like 3,000, which is interesting. I didn't know that, but I guess it makes sense that the Winter Olympics just has like less.
Is there not as many?
It's just not as many athletes.
Or like events.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, quick. This is just kind of random, but we had it on the TV pretty much all weekend, and I felt like the oh my gosh, when they're with the stick
curling,
I felt like the same team was curling for like hours. I was like, well, I've seen this guy on the TV for like all day. Like, when is he going to be done?
She's like, give this man a break. Get him some water.
I mean, I didn't look up the details. Jared's like, well, he's probably going to the next round. I'm like, yeah, how many damn rounds? And then I was like, can we watch something else? Because curling was kind of getting boring. I was not lying. Like, respect to the curlers, but it's just a little.
I watched like a 10-minute special from like some, I don't know, ABC News or something about curling.
Oh, really?
And
we're into it.
And so the reason that they're doing the thing on the ice is because that ice, this is very niche, the curling ice is different than like hockey ice or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's purposely built with like tons of little bumps. And so the, like the broom thingy that they use is to like shave down the bumps to make it go the like rock or whatever they're like sliding.
Yeah.
I think it's a rock like on skis. I don't know. No, it's so that it goes like faster and further, or
like they're also doing it so like it like will stop.
Yeah.
So there's different ways.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Great facts on that. Home decor shopping is one of my favorite things to do. I don't know if I'm honestly that good at design when it comes to home decor, but either way, I love to do it. I just love being able to like curate my space and make it feel like my own. One of the things though that drives me crazy when it comes to furniture shopping in particular is the fact that so many places are A, just like ridiculously expensive. Like I'm not paying $10,000 for a couch, okay? Or like $3,000 for a coffee table. And then you order it and they don't come in until like 4 months after you placed your order. And so it's just annoying. But then a lot of other places sell furniture that are not good quality and fall apart really easily and just look cheap and bad. But that is why I am so excited to be working with Article, because they make really beautiful pieces at an affordable price. They are shipped to you quickly. The pieces that I got literally within the same week. They came like 3 days later, which was amazing. Article offers a curated range of mid-century modern, coastal, and Scandi-inspired pieces that not only shine on their own, but also pair seamlessly with nearly any other Article product. This thoughtful design approach makes it incredibly easy to mix and match, helping you create a space that feels cohesive and stylish. Article takes great care in curating its collection, focusing solely on high-quality, meaningful pieces that will stand the test of time. There's no filler. Every item is chosen for its craftsmanship, design, and lasting value. And they have consistently high quality. You can immediately tell the difference in the quality when you receive an Article piece. Both the pieces that I got from Article are absolutely beautiful. I got their Calvet wall mirror in brass, and it is so pretty and unique. I put it up in my powder bath downstairs and I just absolutely love it. It's such good quality too. And like I said, it came to my house very quickly. And I also have a rug from Article, which I love. It doesn't shed. It's beautiful. Overall, can't recommend it enough. And Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the US and Canada with options for professional assembly if you prefer a hands-off experience. Their customer care team is also available 7 days a week, offering knowledgeable support and even free interior design services to help you get your home just right, which is so genius. You don't have to go out and get a third-party interior designer. Maybe you're like me where you're like, I know what I like, but I don't really know how to curate it and put it all together to make my space feel at home. And they've got the team to help you do that. And with Article's 30-day satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence confidence, knowing that if you're not completely in love with your new furniture, you can easily return it. This peace of mind ensures you can invest in your home without hesitation. An article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. You guys, that is such a fire deal. Be sure to jump on that quick. To claim, visit article.com/sesh, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/sesh for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Also, I didn't know this, but I believe the Olympics have to be split equally between female and male athletes, which I didn't know that. But if that's true, then in theory, if there's about 3,000 athletes, then there's about 1,500 male athletes, 10,000 condoms per, with only 1,500 wieners to put it on.
Right.
Would be, let's do a quick math here. That's almost 7 condoms per person in 3 days.
Wow.
Do you think that they're having sex with each other or with like just Italian citizens or visitors of the Olympics?
At first, when you said brought this up, I was like, oh, with each other.
But I would. Like if I was single at the Olympics.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be kind of, it's like a game.
Well, yeah,
it's
sure.
The Olympic Games. It's a whole different type of Olympics.
What if there is like a whole other side of
it? That's what I was saying. Like, what if the athletes all have this like secret, I don't know, game, or there's like some type of like bingo card or something?
Or no, like a bracket.
Yeah, like a bracket. Like,
yeah, that's, I could see that going down.
And why not? You're all there. You're all working hard. You're all hot as fuck. You're all in amazing shape.
Best shape
there's
of life,
from people
probably.
All over the world that you'll probably never get to see again. There's lots of downtime. You're only like actually doing your sport for a small amount of time compared to the amount of time that you're spending there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Boink out the Olympics. Yeah, literally the one of the headlines is ripped bodies and lots of sex.
That's so funny.
It's like heated rivalry.
Oh, I'm sure there is some heated rivalry.
I need to watch. Oh, that's another thing. I'm sure there is.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
probably people on who are in the same sport on, you know, different teams.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd be boinking.
And there's hockey there.
There is. I would.
Did you watch any of the women's hockey?
No.
They are badass. I was like that. It took me a minute because I didn't. Then I saw like a bunch of like people. Like at first, I didn't think like, oh, braid, like whatever. But then I saw multiple braids. I was like, is this women? Like, are these women playing? They were so hardcore. I was like, damn, they are good.
I don't really like hockey, which I know is so rude to say because you guys love hockey. And
I love hockey. Yeah.
Like, I don't watch. I don't know. I don't mind going to live hockey shows. Maybe
hockey
I am a fan
shows.
Of at the Boy Aquarium. Have you seen them call it that?
No.
Yeah, people have been calling it the Boy Aquarium.
Oh, my Because
it's like an aquarium.
Yeah.
With boys inside the aquarium.
Swimming around.
I am a fan of hockey now because of Shannon Ilya. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
I kind of get that. There's a lot of people out there that they don't know. It's hard to watch when you don't know because it's such a fast-paced game. And they're blowing whistles and your people are like, what's going on? You can't follow the puck. So that's why
they're blowing
like,
whistles. Well, I'm like, I can't follow this damn puck.
Yeah, and that a lot of people don't have the patience for it. Like, and that's why football is like a lot more popular and all that kind of stuff.
I'm honestly surprised, though, because football is slow. It like stops every
need
5 seconds.
It can't
that's
keep
true.
Up. But no, I get it. It's... I didn't like it as much until I understood what was going on. But
so you have to reside. It says athletes must reside with the team they're representing. So Team USA must live with Team USA.
All Team USA?
Like you can't go shack up with some other country.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So I'm like, how are you guys all fucking?
Maybe they have like free times. Like, what if they're probably friends with other people on other teams?
Oh, yeah, for sure. God, dude. I can never pronounce her name. Yuta? The speed skater? Jake Paul's
oh, yes.
girl?
Yeah.
I am obsessed with her.
Yeah. She's amazing.
She is so badass. Oh my God.
And she's so hot.
She is so hot, dude. Okay.
Stunning.
Not to objectify, but her ass is phenomenal. I'm like,
yes.
I need your glute routine pronto. Now, probably she's like eating really healthy and works out a million times a week. But oh my God, I'm just like,
when she
I'm
broke
so
the record.
Her. Yeah. And she was crying.
I know. I always forget. Oh, Jake, right? His reaction was a little bit.
Out, yeah. Which I was kind of like.
You thought cute?
I just was like, that's nice that he loves her so much.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
seems sweet. I'm glad. I don't know.
Did you hear about the guy, Sturla Holm Lagrid? I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. But he's like the Norwegian biathlete who won bronze, and then during his interview he like admitted to cheating on his girlfriend.
No, but I want is can we watch a clip?
Yeah, we have a clip.
Because you told me about that last night. I saw like a headline about it, but I'm just curious, like, why would you do that on international television?
So the clip that we have here, it's gonna start with like a news person talking about it, and then I will shoot to him.
Okay, perfect.
A Winter Olympic star who probably needs to buy a card big time. He confessed to cheating on his girlfriend on live TV, and now he says he regrets going public. 28-year-old Norwegian Olympian Sturla Holm Lagrad made the shocking admission after winning the bronze medal in the 20-kilometer biathlon yesterday. He says he met the love of his life 6 months ago. Then 3 months ago, he made the biggest mistake of his life. Apparently, he already told her about the affair a week ago, and then he told the world. Listen to his initial reason for telling everyone all about it.
Maybe there's a chance that she will see what she really means to me. And maybe not. But I don't want to think I didn't try everything to get her back.
All right. Well, since that news conference, his ex-girlfriend told a Norwegian tabloid that even after that declaration of love in front of the whole world, it's hard to forgive. She went on to say she did not choose to be put in this position and that they've been in contact and he is aware of her feelings about it. Poor thing. She wishes to remain anonymous.
So she didn't say no then, right?
Joe, are you serious?
She didn't say no.
Would you
the audacity of these damn men? Yeah, that's all. Like, that is just so irritating. Can you please just go to therapy? Like, you're gonna cheat on your girlfriend of 3 months, and then
no, 6 months, and then 3 months.
Sorry. Of 3 months at the time you cheated on her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then be like, sorry, actually, hopefully this will let me get back with you because I'm going to profess my love publicly to you. What was his sport?
So he does the biathlon.
What even is a biathlon?
I had to look it up. It's
I know what a triathlon is.
No, this is crazy. It's combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting.
Oh, I did see that.
Which is, I mean, it's crazy.
I think TikTok showed me like, because I was like, that is the most random thing to put together. Why would you do that? But I think it's because, don't quote me, but I believe that at some point, like, people had to do that to like,
back in the day,
to get food.
To get food?
It's not getting food, guys. We're Googling and we're idiots. Getting food as in hunting. Why did I say I couldn't think of a word? No, actually, it's a military
practice.
Yeah. Combines long range and cross-country skiing and long range rifle shooting to prepare soldiers for winter warfare.
So hunting didn't come up on your search?
No, hunting did, but I swear I heard hunting, okay? Food gathering, if you will.
You know what? That makes sense.
That's crazy work.
Do you know how cheating on your like what's the pro? I'm gonna sound so dumbass. I guess we probably don't know the process. Is like, are they shooting then jumping on their skis? Because like a triathlon is like, you know, one sport after another. So what?
No, yeah, there's. I think they're skiing and then rifling.
Skiing to the rifle?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Well, imagine if they're skiing while rifling. That'd be crazy. Also, cross-country skiing is wild to me. Like,
I know.
That looks like so much work.
People say it's fun to go do, like...
I don't think that would be fun for me. I would much rather just downhill ski.
Yeah, because your, like, heel comes up. Like, comes out of...
Yeah. No, 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 no. I don't like that.
Let me see. Oh, there's a lot of drama, too, with, like, the ice skating. Like, the partner... Like, the... partner or the pair from France and then the U.S. Everyone wanted the U.S. to win. Well, a lot of people did because supposedly the guy on the France team, he not a good guy. And he was like with this girl who was going to be a reporter at the Olympics, but then she was cut from being a reporter because of like him and conflict of interest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they ended up winning. Which was
who? France?
Yeah.
And people are pissed?
Yeah, people are just upset because they're like, oh, he doesn't deserve that. You know?
What? Why is he bad?
I guess he allegedly had been like controlling and was just.
So she kicked her. They kicked her off?
Yeah. And just well, like, because she wrote a book about it. And then they thought, oh, if we have her on as a reporter, there's going to be a conflict of interest.
Well, why wouldn't they? She should just not report on him. Like, well, I guess probably she doesn't have like a chance.
Yeah, so.
That's weird. I'll admit it, I carry around my giant water bottle all day, but there are days when I'm barely sipping out of it, which is very bad, especially here in Colorado, especially when it's this dry out in the winter. I need to be drinking more water, okay? Hydration is important, folks, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I slack. And I'm sure I'm not the only one out there because sometimes water is just boring. But that is why I'm so grateful to be working with Drip Drop because they make staying hydrated easy and delicious. Drip Drop is doctor-developed, proven fast hydration that helps your body and mind work better, which is exactly what 2026 you need. Think clearer focus, better energy, elevated mood, even that fresh skin glow. It uses a precise ratio of electrolytes and glucose for rapid absorption, delivering 3 times the electrolytes and half the sugar of leading sports drinks, so you feel results fast and without the sugar crash. Drip Drop's science-backed formula is trusted by firefighters, medical professionals, and over 90% of top college and pro teams because it's engineered to rehydrate you faster and more effectively than water alone. And it honestly tastes amazing. That's one of the things. I've tried many of a hydration packet in my life, or it's just a hydration drink in general, and a lot of them taste absolutely disgusting. They're like thick and it almost tastes like you're drinking literal salt, like ocean water. And that is absolutely not what I'm looking for, but Drip Drop does not. It's really light and refreshing. Their flavors are so good. I love their fruit punch or their strawberry lemonade. Both of those are my favorites. And yeah, it's nice knowing that I can get rehydrated at any time of the day, especially like the afternoon slump. I've noticed that Drip Drop helps a lot with that. Or before I go to the gym or after I go to the gym. Actually, this weekend, I had a Drip Drop after I came home from a concert because I hadn't been drinking water all night and I realized that I need to get hydrated before I go to bed. And to make it easy, Drip Drop has flexible subscription options so you're never stuck without proven fast hydration, whether you're hitting the gym, juggling work, or just trying to stay consistent with your New Year's reset. Right now, Drip Drop is offering podcast listeners 20% off your first order. Go to dripdrop.com and use promo code SESH. That's dripdrop.com, promo code SESH for 20% off. Stock up now at dripdrop.com and use promo code SESH. I felt so bad for Ilya. I know we talked about him last week. He had like a free skate after, I think it was on the, yeah, it was on the 13th, so a couple days ago. And he finished 8th in it because he like fell twice and then struggled with like several elements due to a lot of pressure and nerves, obviously from the public. But a lot of people were talking about there has to be something wrong with the ice because a bunch of people were falling. And they were like, there's like someone needs to check this ice. Something is wrong with the ice. Obviously, I don't know if that's true or not, but I just felt so bad for him because last week we talked about how he was like doing backflips and just like blowing everyone away. But then, yeah, he had like a really bad free skate. And it made me think of Simone Biles because remember, she started having the twisties.
Oh, yeah.
In Paris. No, not in Paris. In Tokyo.
I think you're right.
And like she was talking about how just the pressure that people face publicly is so insane. I truly like can't imagine being on a stage that big. That is like the biggest stage in the world, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Everyone from every country is watching you, and he's so young. He was doing so good, and I just felt so bad for him. And he was like talking about how like he's getting so much hate online because he, you know, didn't catch the gold, even though he was like favored to do so and whatever, and came in eighth place from his ski or from his free skate. I just felt so bad for him. And he's so cute too. He's such a talented skater. I just felt so bad for him. The quad god. That's what they kept calling him.
Yeah, the quad. I know. I love that. Yeah, I can't even imagine how overwhelming and the pressure. And you know, you just have one chance to go out there.
I would lose my shit if I had a stage that big. I just felt so bad. Speaking of stage, how about the stage of Love is Blind?
Ooh.
Sydney has been watching it.
Yes. I didn't watch too much in the beginning just because those first parts are kind of boring to me, to be honest. Like the initial pods, I kind of like when it gets juicy.
Where is this season again?
Ohio.
Ohio.
And, you know, supposedly this is the most amount of couples that have been sent to Mexico. They maxed out.
Well, I was going to say, I guess last year or last season, Colorado was like a decent amount of people went, but then everything just like fell apart afterwards. Yeah. Because they have 6 episodes out right now, so they are still in Cabo right now. They haven't gone home yet.
Yeah, as I think it's finishing up. But one, so there was 7 couples who ultimately 8, but the other one, the other couple, they didn't make it to either Mexico or Malibu, because that's the other place that they had to send another couple because they didn't have enough space for 7 people. So I believe it was Christine and Vic are in Malibu.
Who do you like and who do you think is going to last?
You know, okay, I really like, so I like Brittany. She's with Devante.
Okay.
I'm not too sure if they're going to make it. Just straight now with her wanting, I don't know, she seems to want more physical touch and whatnot, and he's a little bit distant, but to give him, you know, he did lose a family member during the season, which is extremely unfortunate. Yeah, really sad.
Oh my God.
His grandpa passed away.
That, and they told him while he was filming?
Yeah, they did.
And he stayed?
He stayed.
That is so rough.
Yeah. So I feel
poor guy
for him. And then, but I also feel for her and the fact that, you know, she, I don't know. I'm not sure if it's going to work out.
I'm going to guess nothing works out. Nothing ever works out on these shows.
Some people are really like saying a lot of them are. I don't know about, because remember the girl that was kind of talking about how she wanted to talk to one of the guys that she was in the pods with?
And yeah, that was.
Couldn't let it go. I don't know about them too.
So who are they?
Bree and Connor.
Okay. They were talking about how they were in Cabo or whatever. And Bree was like, oh, I want to go see
Chris.
Like, I feel like we have unfinished business. And the other dude was like not taking it well. And I would not take it well either. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, no, you're here with me now.
Right. Like, why
did you pick me if you want to go talk to Chris?
Maybe because she saw Chris.
That's my thing. Love is not blind.
No.
Love is not blind. I'll be shouting that from the rooftop till the day I die.
It's not.
Love is not blind. Also, how about the couple that was like, oh, yeah, I love her. Normally I go for dark features, but like she's cool and she was blonde.
Okay, so we didn't make it to the part, but at the pool party, there's a moment where Alex goes and talks to Brittany and his eyes are so clearly staring at her nice chest. He's looking like he's literally staring at her boobs.
Her nice chest.
And they're like chatting and he goes, he basically made it seem like Devante and Ashley, the girl that he's like now with, the blonde one, are just like, I don't know, like they're not their types, but he's like, she's not really insinuating or agreeing with him. But he's almost acting as if this is like a bachelor. Like, oh, I'm here now. I get to like choose who I want to be with. It's like, no, dude, that's not how the show works. And he's like, yeah, I'm into like dark features, this, that. And then he's a soccer player. He's almost like the guy who was trying to make it big and then just didn't. Can't stop talking about it.
Love is not blind. It's like, you mean like the guys who are like, yeah, I played varsity football in high school.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you're 31.
Or even like college kind
with
of
with a bad knee, like enough. So.
He's like, oh, he doesn't ask any questions. He just like talks about himself. And then, yeah, they're just, it's awkward. And this stage right now is just awkward, I feel like, because they literally just met each other. I mean, face to face.
Love is not blind, folks. Love, you think love is blind?
No. No, I personally don't know if I could fall in love with somebody like that's behind a closed door.
Nope. Nope. And you can call Michelle. That's fine. Love is not blind. And there was other people being like, oh, yeah, that's not at all what I expected him to look at. I thought he would be a little bit taller, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying. Like, yeah. Love is not blind. Honestly, I was going to say they should make a show where it's like you just date someone based off their looks and you don't know anything about them.
Oh, like you pick them out or something?
Yeah, you pick them out. But I feel like that's literally all of online dating.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I feel like I can't speak to too much because I've never experienced that firsthand. But how, like, obviously profiles have like some prompts that you can get to know people off of. And you usually like message people before you decide if you're going to go meet them or not. But other than that, that's what online dating is. It's like swipe, swipe.
Dude, I would be so bad at online dating. Like, first of all, my profile would be, I can't imagine making a dating profile. You know, I just don't.
I'm going to look at like, what are some of the common prompts and then let's answer them. Okay, Sydney. I found prompts from Hinge.
Okay.
What is a life goal of yours?
That is like this is not real, but because
go to the Olympics.
I think that would be like a funny question.
Go to the biathlon to the Olympics.
Yeah, be in the Olympics.
Have sex at the Olympics.
Yeah, with an athlete.
Fuck yeah. Okay.
Wait, what's yours? Like, think about if you're making a profile, like, if I
what would
add
I say,
that.
Yeah, what would I say?
I would want it to, like, I would make it sarcastic. Like,
I'd be like,
lose 20 pounds.
That's, like, fucked up of yourself to say.
I'm sorry. See, that's why I don't get this shit. No one would swipe on
mine
me.
Mine would be in a world of potato salad. Be a shrimp scampi. Yeah. Oh, okay, how about an unusual skill?
These are the kind of questions that drive me insane, like an unusual skill.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm pretty good at reading lips, but
reading lips?
Yeah. Okay. Not like people on TV, just like in person.
In person? Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
That's so random. Wait, what would yours be? Can you use something with like your toes?
I can like pick anything up with my toes and like
dude, I can like
throw it across the room, but I feel like that's not unusual anymore. The more people I realize, the more people I meet, the more I realize that people's toes,
they're like
very talented.
Fingers.
Yeah, they're like fingers, like yours are.
No, yeah, mine are.
Yeah. Don't ask me why.
Toes.
No, I can pop like pretty much every joint in my body, or I can. This is like such a useless skill. I can say all of the propositions in the English language.
That's what you
order.
Should add it, you know. We should make
propositions or prepositions.
Hopefully, I don't know. We should make our own profiles and go through them of like what we would say.
It's prepositions. A proposition is like
a proposal.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. It's prepositions, my bad. What did you just say? Make a what?
We should make our own Hinge profiles.
Yeah, for sure. No, I used to go on my friends before she moved here because I was like, let's see who's out because she was going to move here. And I was like, let's see
what's out there.
What's out there? So I was on hers. Okay, let's see.
Typical Sunday.
Typical Sunday.
This person says church, lunch with friends, nap, and jog.
Okay, that's fair. Mine would be rot in my bed for a couple hours, get up, maybe work out, go to the grocery store stoned, buy crap that I don't need because I'm at the grocery store stoned.
Right.
Take a shower. Order the same fucking delivery food that I order almost every single Sunday. You know what that is. It's my little noodle udon bowl that I come here with that you give me shit for because I come with leftovers and it's like one shrimp.
One shrimp tempura.
One piece of sushi. Three noodles.
I just didn't know. Oh my God. That one time you literally had like four noodles and broth. I was like, oh, did you eat it all? You're like, no, that's what I brought in. I was like, I mean, you didn't waste. That's good.
I was going to waste my food. Okay, here's one. What is your cry in the car song?
Ooh. Like I put it on to cry?
Yeah, or like, you know, if you're like, you need a good cry in the car.
This is so cringy, but it's I Love You Always and Forever. It's a song I dance to with my dad.
Oh my God, that's really cute.
But if I like, want to cry just because of like, I don't know. I also love it, but it makes me cry.
Yeah.
I
love that.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the one that you danced at your wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. What about yours?
I don't know. It depends. It entirely depends on my mood. If I'm like pissed off or whatever. I think the last time I cried in my car was to a song by Odessa called A Moment Apart. And the reason is because I was watching their documentary that they put out a couple years ago. And they were talking about how that song specifically, they wrote it about like if, when you lose a loved one or something in this lifetime, it feels like, you know, it's forever. You've haven't seen them or been with them in forever. But in the grand scheme of the universe and, you know, if you believe in reincarnation or whatever, that really it's just a moment apart that you like before you like reconnect again. And that song reminds me of Charlie a lot. I listened to that song a ton when he passed. And so like a month ago or so, I was feeling sad, as one does. I still cry about Charlie like at least once a week. But yeah, that was making me like bawl my eyes out. But it's also just like a beautiful song for you can apply it to like anything or loved one in your life.
I love that song. I love Odessa. I'm so jealous you've got to see them.
Oh my God.
Live. That's
you need to go. They need to get back on tour. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They better be making new music. Okay. Let's see. Something that your pet thinks about you.
That I'm annoying. Because I just say weird things here.
Honestly, true. Yeah. The amount of singing that I do to Maggie. And like just like smothering. I can't help it. I love this little girl so much. And sometimes I think she just looks at me like, bitch, leave me alone.
Yeah.
But you can't help it because she's cute.
Or she's probably like, chill out. Like, stop being so anxious. Relax. All the time.
Nothing's that serious. Stop.
Yeah. That's.
Okay. Before we meet, you should listen to. I feel like I could literally answer this for you.
Oh, yeah.
Celine Dion?
Yes.
Or the Cranberries?
Oh, that's hard. Celine Dion, because, you know what? I understand she's a throwback, but
She is timeless.
But if someone can't listen to her and respect her.
Oh, my God. She.
I am like.
You better fucking respect Celine, okay? Oh, no Celine slander will be tolerated.
Her in Paris was. I cried watching that.
Wait, what?
When she performed at the Olympics.
Oh, yes, dude.
Oh, my gosh. I was just like.
Oh, my God. I remember you were like texting me. You're like, I'm bawling my eyes out.
And I had to wait so long for it to come on. It took forever. I was like, can we get to Celine? It was good. Oh, my God.
You could literally just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. I don't, well, because it was live. Like, you know,
right,
like
right.
Get the live shot.
Think of a time in your life, whether that's a past time or maybe something you're going through right now, and you're like, God, I really wish I could have someone to talk to. Maybe I haven't tried therapy before and I'm a little hesitant and I want to start, but I don't really know like where to go or where to find one. Or maybe I don't want to leave my house to get one, or, you know, obviously a lot of therapy is very expensive. There's all kinds of reasons why you may not have tried therapy in the past and maybe you're looking to now. Well, I've got a solution for you. It's called Rula. Rula partners with more than 100 insurance plans, bringing the average cost of therapy down to just $15 a session. It makes therapy feel realistic and sustainable. Not just a burst of New Year's energy that fades away within a couple of months, but something that you can stay with all year long. You get licensed in-network care at a price that finally makes sense because you're using benefits you already have. Rula partners with more than 15,000 therapists and psychiatrists across the country. You get matched based on your needs, your preferences, and your state requirements, so you can start the year with someone who feels right for the work you want to do. Rula helps you through every step of the way, from finding the right therapist to scheduling appointments and tracking your progress. It turns therapy into a consistent part of your self-care instead of something you try once and abandon. They carefully screen and vet every single provider, and they monitor the quality of care and help you keep track of how you are doing in therapy. It is all designed to help you make meaningful progress on your goals this year. And like I mentioned, they don't just provide therapy. They also do medication management, which is absolutely genius. The fact that you can do both of these in one place is so convenient. And they have a diverse network of licensed, experienced professionals, so you can get the type of care that helps you feel better and stay better. This year, make one change you can actually stick with. Visit rula.com/sesh to get started. That's rula.com/sesh. Mental health care that's actually built to last.
Oh, okay. I want to know what's one of your major red flags with men? Like, if you, you know, I know you...
MAGA.
But I mean, someone who puts it on their profile, that's just a little...
MAGA. Having opposite political views of me, especially when it comes to like human rights. That would be... Like, I would never even entertain that for 1 second. What about you? No.
You know, I wouldn't either. Yeah, I think just I don't want to... There's just some guys out there that think they're so hot shit. Like, I want to decide on my own that they're hot shit. I don't want them to try to like come off like, oh, I'm, you know, being too cocky is really
that shit's annoying as well. Confident, not cocky.
Yes,
that's a difference. I also need someone who's confident and someone who's secure. If they're not secure, that will drive me crazy.
So, what about emotional?
Yeah, they can be emotional. Sure. I just don't want them to be like
needy.
Like, no, just like insecure in themselves. Like, I don't know how to, I mean, just like not sure of who they are.
Yeah.
That is not a green flag for me personally. Anyways, I don't know how we got on this topic, but yeah, I do love to go on other people's Hinge. It is quite entertaining. There's people in our office that are, you know, on dating apps or whatever, and it's always fun to like see like them, like who they match with, and then like, you know,
the pool of people is very interesting.
Having a single friend is so fun because their lives are so much more interesting than mine.
I feel like a lot of times they're like more with it with the times. I'm going to sound really
with
old.
The times. With the times.
You know, at least that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brought back to life. Not brought back to life, but just, you know.
No, I feel that. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I was going to ask you, what's with the glue in the eyes going back to Love is Blind?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that happened early on. This chick, Alyssa, she's a nurse, FYI.
Okay.
It was during like one of the breaks in between the pods, and she went to the break room, and there was like a little tube, she said, and thought it was eye drops. So she went to put the eye drops in her eye, and it was nail glue.
Wait, she did this on TV?
No, and like during the, yeah, like she was at the show. It wasn't like recorded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
holy shit.
Yeah. So she said she had her eye closed. Oh, she had contacts on. Thank God they like saved her.
Oh my God.
That's what she said. I was like,
wait, did she have to leave the show?
Yeah, she left basically when to hospital, they flushed her eye with saline, and then she ended up going back.
Oh, really? So yeah. It wasn't like the end of the world?
No, I mean, I think the fact that she didn't have her eye open or whatnot, like she kept it closed, but she's like, I was so scared I was going to lose all my eyelashes.
That would be the least of my concerns, firstly. I would be scared of losing my vision.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I can't even imagine. And like, you know, it's like if you get something splashed in your eye, if you get something splashed in your eye, it's like, oh, but like you're intentionally putting an eye drop in and it being eye or like nail glue.
Oh my, that has to have burned so bad too. Because like, you know, when you get nail glue in like a cut, it's basically super glue, nail glue.
Yeah. And just your
and
eye?
It just like burns.
Mm.
Yeah. So, but she's fine. Is she still on the show? Which one is it?
No, she's not on the show. She was the one that she did get engaged to this guy named Miguel, but things didn't end up. I've heard that things didn't end up working out between them because he was going to move to Florida after the show. And I also heard that it was because of their cap of people going. But I believe there was issues between them too. But they did get engaged, but they just didn't make it out of the, you know, recording. So
nail, I mean, glue in your eye. I was going to say nail in the coffin would be the glue in the eye for me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm out. Get me out of this damn fucking show.
Even like, you know, when you're getting lashes done, mm-hmm. have you ever had it to where, like, I've never had the glue put in my eye, but like,
it burns.
It can be, yeah, like burn the burning sensation.
Dude,
a little
my
bit.
My dumbass. This one time, I didn't know that you need to like cure the glue and have it dry before you can open your eyes in order for it to not burn. So I was laying there getting them done and I wanted to, she like pulled away for a second, I think maybe to, I don't know, get different lashes or whatever. And I wanted to check my phone. So I opened my eyes and checked my phone and it started burning like bad. But I was like, I'm just going to play it really cool and be brave about it. So I closed my eyes again. And she was like, she saw me do it. She's like, do you need to open your eyes? I was like, no. I was just checking my phone. She's like, are you in pain? And I was like, yeah, it hurts really bad. She started laughing. I was like, I was trying to be really brave about it.
But holy shit.
Yeah.
They were like on fire. She's like, yeah, dude, you have to cure the glue. Like it needs to dry first.
Does she do like the, so my girl has this like humidifier kind of thing that like helps if it, like that's why she's like, is it burning? And I'm like, she's like, is it ever burning? You're not telling me. I'm like, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, that was me.
And yeah, that's
painful. Pain is beauty. No, beauty is pain, people. Okay.
Pain is beauty. Wait, I've had to hurt something like that.
Huh?
Like, it's painful.
Beauty is
beautiful.
Beauty is pain. That's like a real saying.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
But I said it the other way. Pain is beautiful.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
Beauty is pain. She goes, I have heard something like that, actually. All right. If you had to date someone from this season, who'd it be?
Oh, that's
and
hard.
Is there anyone that's like absolutely horrible and like is just a terrible, doing terrible things?
I wouldn't say anyone doing terrible things. Alex H. gives me a little bit of That's like the soccer guy. He just seems really into himself. Mm. He is, I would say, probably one of the more attractive guys.
Okay.
I would like, if I had to pick, I would like to choose Mike and get to know him a little bit better. I don't totally know him fully, and that's why I'd be like, possibly.
Mike, let me see Mike. He's okay, like, Mike.
Yeah.
He looks nice. I'm trying to look at who... Because I don't know any of these dudes yet. I know about Steven.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Not talking about Steven. He
yikes.
Is trash. We're not getting into that right now. How about... Ooh, how do I pronounce his name? Harmal? He looks nice.
I'd
be down for him.
I like his hair.
Oh, how about Kevin? Oh, there's two Kevins. Kevin with an I, Kevin with an A.
Yeah.
Miguel? They all look the same.
They very similar. What about Brennan?
Brennan. He looks like an accountant.
Finance.
He's in finance?
I'm looking for a man in finance. Trust fund. Six
die. I don't know, but he...
Oh, I was like, wow. Well, even though they're not the same, called it. Okay, so wait. Who would you say you'd want to know? Steven? No. Oh, fuck.
Mike. I think I'd like to get to know Mike.
Mike.
Because he's the one that is with Emma right now.
And we like
in Mexico.
Okay.
So what about the girls?
Yeah, I like Emma. I like Brittany. I like
Brittany too.
Jessica. She seems
Oh yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Literally don't know anything about these people.
Alyssa is the one, the glue.
That's the glue?
Yeah.
God damn, bro. That sucks. I feel bad for her. That has got to be so damn scary.
Yeah.
That's like when if you were to put eye drops in your like coffee or something. You know, that would could like kill you.
Yeah, I've heard
it gives you hella diarrhea. Someone in my high school did that to one of our substitute teachers once.
What?
Yeah, this guy was such an asshole. We were in science class and the sub was there and the sub was like at the back of the classroom doing something and the guy was like, watch this, and dropped eye drops in his coffee. And then, but I didn't know like what was, I had no idea that was like a problem or whatever. And I didn't really know like he did that. But then like it was the talk of the school the next week because he got in so much trouble.
Oh my God. That's, isn't that like, it's deadly.
It can be. Yeah. Oh my I think, gosh. I mean, the sub was okay. He didn't die or anything, but Jesus.
I'm not saying like, oh, that's still happening. But that is just horrible.
Dude, kids at my school were brutal. Like that. I went to like an evil high school. There were some nasty people in that high school, okay, doing wild shit.
Did you like see, think, like just see people?
Yeah, people were just like wild because it was also, it was a massive school. The class was like, our class was huge. The campus is like half outdoor.
Yeah, you had, that was,
people were just,
I had a brutal high school too.
Oh yeah, you did, huh?
Oh yeah, it just really stuck up people, unfortunately. I mean, I know, it's, I can't even imagine being in high school now, honestly.
Feel bad for people. I feel like it's got to be 10,000 times worse because of social media. Oh, I mean, we had social media, but it was not like it is now.
No.
Like, Instagram just became a thing when I think I was in, like, senior year.
I think Instagram became a thing when I was in college. Maybe, I mean, it was probably before, but I didn't really know about it.
It was Facebook for me.
Oh, yeah.
People loved to bully me on Facebook.
That is just so fun. Cool.
Literally because I was dating John. They didn't like that.
John was the talk of the school.
Talk of the school is crazy.
It seemed like everybody wanted to be with him.
No. I don't think he was the talk of the school. He was just, because he was an athlete, I think like most people knew who he was.
Mm.
And that he was like friends with other athletes. And a lot of the other athletes were like very like top popular boys or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was like kind of thrown into that crowd, but he was certainly not like a popular guy.
It
kind of
gives like a chill vibe. He probably wasn't super loud, like the loud.
No,
guys.
He was extremely laid back. John's like the most laid back human. Even in high school, he was laid back.
Yeah, he's pretty chill.
Anyways, that was random. So the other day, I was babysitting Kendall's daughter, and we had our little bedtime routine, as one does. Before bed, we had to take our vitamins, because obviously, we want to create healthy habits here. And she was so pumped to take the Hiya vitamins that they have at their house. Some children's vitamins on the market today contain up to 7 grams of sugar per serving and are stuffed with artificial additives and petroleum-based dyes. But Hiya took the opposite approach. Zero sugar, zero gummy junk, just clean nutrition. And what makes Hiya different is how thoughtfully it's designed. They looked at what modern kids are actually eating, or not eating, and formulated around those specific nutritional gaps. Working alongside pediatricians and nutrition scientists, Hiya created a super-powered chewable vitamin that packs 12 organic fruits and vegetables plus 15 essential vitamins and minerals into every dose. We're talking vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, all the foundational nutrients that support immune health, energy levels, brain function, mood regulation, concentration, and the development of strong teeth and bones. And the ingredient list is clean. Non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free. They've thought of everything. Plus, Hiya earned Clean Label Project's highest Purity Award certification and puts every batch of product through third-party testing for heavy metals and contaminants in GMP-compliant labs. It's the kind of transparency that actually means something. And here's something every parent needs to hear. If getting your kids to eat vegetables feels like an impossible daily battle, Hiya's new Kids Daily Greens Plus Superfoods is a total game changer. It's basically chocolate milk stuffed with veggies. It's a greens powder that's packed with 55-plus whole food-sourced ingredients. Just mix one scoop of milk or in any non-dairy beverage and watch them actually enjoy something that's secretly fueling their growing bodies. And we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/sesh. This deal is not available on their regular website. Go to hiyahealth.com/sesh and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. If you have a vagina, listen up, okay? There have been times in everyone's life where things feel a little funky. Maybe they smell a little weird, they feel a little weird, they look a little weird. Maybe you've been told it tastes a little weird. And it's not something to be ashamed of, okay? No shame. But we all know how uncomfortable that can be. And there's a million products out there that claim to do all these things. And so when you're walking through the aisles or scrolling on Google, trying to figure out what to purchase, you're probably overwhelmed. And maybe you just pick something because of the packaging or whatever it is, but you don't really know if it's actually going to work or what the ingredients are. But I've got a solution for you. It's called O-Positive. O-Positive is a women's health company offering a range of symptom-targeting supplements that support women at every stage of life, from their first period to well beyond their last. They're proud to have the best-selling women's health products at Target and Amazon. Their Urovaginal Probiotics is one of the top 5 supplements on Amazon, and they have multiple number one products in Target for intimate care, PMS, and menopause categories. But you might be asking yourself, what is so special about O-Positive? Well, they create real, tangible results with ingredients that are backed by clinical studies and shaped by board-certified doctors. O-Positive is committed to breaking down stigmas and addressing issues many women experience, including hormone health, vaginal health, menopause, and so much more. Their Uro is a probiotic blend specifically formulated to support vaginal health. It balances healthy vaginal pH, supports vaginal smell, and maintains vaginal flora. Because many factors like sex, tight clothing, sweat from working out, hormones, periods, etc., can disrupt vaginal health and lead to an imbalance in vaginal flora and pH. The Urovaginal Probiotic is a blend of 4 powerful strains of lactobacillus probiotics backed by research showing these strains support healthy vaginal odor, pH, and flora. And when taken daily, Uro delivers noticeable benefits within just 8 weeks. Many see results sooner. And many customers rant and rave about how the improvement in vaginal health led to greater confidence as well as better sex and intimacy. People say things like, "This product is a life changer. Talk about buildup of your sex life and confidence. My husband loves them and noticed a difference during intimacy. Every woman needs this." So take proactive care of your health and head to opositive.com/sesh or enter sesh at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. That's opositive.com/sesh for 25% off. All right, we're going to get into one or two Am I the Assholes to end off the segment, because I know you guys love those, and so do I. They're fun. So let's see what we got cooking here.
Okay, we have, "Am I the Asshole for telling my coworker I can't attend her funeral because I'm busy that day?" And this came from the Am I the Asshole Reddit thread or subreddit thread. Okay, so here's the situation. I have this coworker. Let's call her Karen. Karen is a character. She always talks about these elaborate plans for every possible scenario. Last week, she told us she had pre-planned her entire funeral, complete with a guest list, catering, and even a DJ. Apparently, she wants her final send-off to be a lit celebration of life.
Wait, I'm so confused right now. Karen's alive?
Karen's alive.
And she's having a funeral?
Yes.
For herself?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway, out of the blue yesterday, Karen walks up to me during lunch and says, "Hey, just so you know, I have penciled you in for my funeral next Saturday at 2 p.m. It's going to be fabulous, and I'd really appreciate your attendance." Now, here's the thing.
Wait, using the adjective fabulous for a funeral is wild.
It's crazy. Okay, now, here's the thing. I'm alive and kicking, so the idea of attending a funeral for someone who's very much alive just felt weird. Plus, I already have plans next Saturday to binge watch an entire season of Stranger Things and eat my weight in pizza.
Fair.
So without really thinking, I just blurted out, "Sorry, Karen, I can't make it. I'm busy that day." She looked at me like I just slapped her with a cold fish. "Busy?" she asked, her voice dripping with disbelief. "You can't be too busy for a friend's funeral."
Okay.
Now Karen has been giving me the cold shoulder ever since our other coworkers are split. Some think I'm a heartless jerk for not going along with her bizarre funeral dress rehearsal. While others think she's completely off her rocker for expecting people to actually attend this thing. So, Reddit, "Am I the Asshole for telling my very much alive coworker I can't attend her self-planned preemptive funeral because I'm busy watching Netflix?" Okay, we have an update. For those asking about her well-being, she is fine. I overheard somebody asking her and she replied that it's just a celebration of life. So, yes, it seems to be a narcissistic event.
Wait a damn minute. That is So as far as we're aware, Karen is completely fine, healthy, and alive.
Yes.
And she's literally having a funeral just to celebrate
her life.
Why don't you just have a birthday party? That's absolutely... What?
DJ, the whole shebang. Some people were saying she's doing this so she can, like, enjoy her funeral because, I don't know, when she, unfortunately... The real funeral. She won't feel it. I don't know. Would you go?
I would be really confused as to why. Okay, so I have multiple questions. One, are you close friends with this coworker? Like, are you close with the coworker?
Yeah.
Or is it just kind of like a, you know, mutual acquaintance and you wouldn't normally hang out? Two, why is this person having a funeral? Like, are they mentally unwell? That's my other question, is like, should we be concerned for Karen, or is she genuinely just doing it for selfish reasons?
I mean, she said she's totally fine, and I would think, you know, this is could be a lot darker, but, you know, it seems like she's wanting just everybody at her office to attend.
Someone comments on the thread, just contact HR and tell them you are worried about your colleague's mental health. She has invited you to her funeral and you are worried she is going to do something drastic before then.
That's
crazy. I would see, it's hard to judge because, like, we have no idea the tone that Karen was using or, like, what the situation, like, how it unfolded. But depending on how that information was delivered to me, I would, like, maybe call HR and be like, I'm concerned for this person.
Yes.
Unless I, like, you know, again, depends on if I know them well, if they're my friend, you know, whatever it is. But that is, I guess if it's truly just for selfish reasons that Karen is completely fine, she doesn't have any sort of mental health conditions or,
yeah,
like an illness or anything like that, and she's genuinely just doing it to want to celebrate herself, then I would say, no, you're not an asshole for not attending. And maybe she should just throw a birthday party.
Well, you know, now it just came to me, Kendall, Josh, and I, how we had, like, you know, a kind of, not a funeral party, you but had, like, 2 or 30.
Yeah,
or
but that's, like, super common. That's, like,
right.
A common theme.
She should do that.
Well, I wonder how old she is.
I mean, you could be like, it's not my birthday, but. I mean, if she's in the context, like, of that kind of a party, like, rest in peace to your 30s or your 20s.
Right.
I don't know. It's just, it seems kind of a...
But it's not a birthday party as far as we're aware.
No.
I would say that this person's not an asshole. Like, just basing it on what we know, which is they claim that she's fine, there's no terminal illness or anything, then I would say they're not an asshole. What do you think?
I would agree. I mean, from the way that this is written, again, we don't know if it is, and I really hope it's not dark, but from the way that this person wrote this, it just seems like, you know, Karen's out here planning some strange events for herself, you know? I don't know. I mean, that's just, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I would rather, well, I don't know if I would rather sit on my couch, but if you already can't sitting on your couch and watching.
I pretty much would guarantee you, I'm... pretty much always would rather sit on my bed. not on my couch, in my bed.
Yeah.
Binge watching Stranger Things, eating pizza. That's so funny, though. I'm just, there's so much context missing, and I really wish we knew more.
Because
I'm very confused. There is, like, some... Oh, I know what it is. You know the show Chrisley Knows Best?
Mm-hmm.
Which, obviously, that's a whole different topic in itself, the Chrisleys
being
in prison, getting out of prison, whatever. But I used, before their whole tax evasion thing happened, I liked their show. I thought it was just entertaining. And there's an episode where Todd, the dad, literally has a funeral for himself because he's like, I want to make sure that you guys, like, do it correctly and that when the time comes,
yeah,
I'm like,
oh my gosh,
I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like satisfied with how it'll go. Now, I'm sure it's probably a bit and it was probably produced that way to, like, the production team probably made him do that, but
that's kind of what this sounds like a little bit from the post.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was like so picky about like the exact like decorations and whatever. Okay. That's funny though. All right. Which one should we do next here? Okay. Next one. Am I the asshole for not wanting our friend to ever come back to our house after he ate literally everything we owned? So my husband and I live abroad. Earlier this year, a mutual acquaintance, let's call him K, reached out saying he'd be scammed with an apartment rental and had nowhere to stay. At first, we only offered a weekend, but he was polite, helped around the house, and seemed grateful. So we ended up letting him stay the full 20 days he'd asked for. During that time, some things rubbed us the wrong way. He never bought groceries, and multiple times he pretended he was going to pay for, but forgot his wallet, quote unquote, or claimed he could only use Apple Pay, which is not accepted at our local supermarket. He'd eat way more than his share. Once my husband and I shared half a pizza and he ate the other pizza and a half without contributing. Still, we felt bad for him, so we let it go. We stayed friendly and a few months later, we were planning a 17-day trip. Since he was struggling with rent, we offered him to stay at our place in exchange for taking care of our dog. I even wrote a Google Doc with instructions for the house, dog care, gym access, etc. I told him he could eat anything that was going to expire, fruit, veggies, yogurt, etc. Side note about, this is me saying this. The dog instructions is so relatable, dude. My friend watches my dogs or my dad watches my dogs and they like know what to do now. But the first time I literally like wrote a fucking novel.
Oh, I did
about
the same
what to do. Like you would have thought I was literally like going to the most remote island on planet Earth and wouldn't have service for 9 years straight and was like telling them like how to take care of my dog.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Kelly's acting this way. She's probably wanting this. Yeah. And like, you know, walk on the other side of the sidewalk when walking.
I like was like giving them like, here's their normal bed. Here's the emergency bed. Here's the other emergency bed. Here's the other emergency bed. And then I was like giving the full name. And I was like, what if they can't Google and they don't know how to Google me? Here's the phone number. Here's the address of the emergency bed. It's ridiculous. All right, back to this. So yeah, they're like, all right, go ahead. You can use the gym, dog care, you know, eat our food, whatever. So they say, when we came back, everything was gone. And I mean everything, the entire fridge, freezer, and pantry. He finished 2 jars of jam, a jar of peanut butter, a giant Costco bottle of olive oil, condiments, rice, snacks, cheese, and even my husband's supplements, creatine, protein, and collagen. Me when I babysit for an hour.
You eat everything?
Dude, I used to go into people's pantries when I was babysitting.
Sick. Yes, yes.
They'd be like, oh, feel free to eat whatever you want. I'd be like, bet. I will be doing that, especially after the kid goes to bed. I'm like, there's nothing to do but eat your food and watch TV.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever feel guilty and like put the wrappers under trash?
Yes, I. Oh my god, that's so funny,
dude. I always used to. I'm like, let me hide this because I don't want them to know the evidence.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Okay, they go. He completely destroyed a ceramic pan. He consumed things that usually last us 6 months in just 2 weeks. I honestly suspect he might have taken stuff with him because it's insane how much he was missing or how much was missing. I didn't confront him except to ask him to replace the pan, which he mocked me about. He said, it's just a pan. Why are you making a big deal of it? I felt deeply disrespected. Now he keeps texting me, acting like nothing happened and wants to hang out. I told my husband I don't want him in our home ever again. My husband says I'm being too harsh. And if he wants to stay friends, that's his choice. But I feel completely taken advantage of and disrespected. So am I the asshole for not wanting to see the guy ever again and refusing to let him come back to our house?
It's a little much for me.
It's giving like, it's giving when I would go visit my parents' house in college and pretend like it was a shopping spree. And I would like literally just go grocery shopping in their pantry and take a bunch of their shit and bring it back to my apartment.
But like, do you think, okay, I'm going to be honest. I kind of think she's overreacting. I think the moment that you give somebody, I know she said you can eat the fresh food, but yeah. You're
that's just like so obnoxious to be like, but only the things that are going to expire.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird that everything was gone. I don't, but at the same time, like, would you have brought it up? Like, why is our peanut butter,
okay, I can see both sides in this. I think I'm going to go with diet asshole because part of me is like, okay, whatever. He ate your food. He was staying at your house for, what was it, like 17 days? They were on a long trip. And, like, he took care of your dog and whatever. But the other part of me is like
every
the olive oil.
Yeah.
Why did you need to eat that much olive? Like, clearly you're not eating that much olive. You probably just stole it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to go buy it yourself.
And I mean, Jared and I maybe have more than enough canned food. Like, you know, things that just kind of get stuck in the back. Like,
yeah.
But I can't even imagine, though, coming home and it all being gone. Like, you know, that you have like some cube canned food, you know, that you just have in there for like.
Of course.
Which
when the apocalypse never got comes, eaten. I'm going to have the can of beans that have been sitting in the back that I've got that have been through like three moves.
Yes.
John's like, do you want to get rid of this? I'm like, no. The apocalypse will be coming soon. No.
Green beans in a can are so good.
I love canned green beans. That is sick, Sydney.
You like them.
That is a sick opinion of yours that I do not condone.
What?
Canned green beans are so bad.
I know they're so bad, but they're just like.
No, you like. You No.
No, they're like bad for you.
Oh, they're probably not. I'm just saying they're bad.
No,
they're
they have zero nutritional.
Well, they're vegetables.
I mean.
Fresh green beans only.
I'll do fresh, but.
So you would just like eat a can of green beans out of the can?
I would like to warm it up first.
Oh, well, that's a first because you eat oatmeal cold. I'm exposing you right now. Sydney.
Yes.
Eats cold oatmeal like it's cereal.
Yeah, I don't like to microwave it because.
But like it's hard.
But it's kind of like crunchy.
Yeah, but like not. It's like.
I like
it. It's like you can't, it's not like edible. Like it's crunchy, but it doesn't like break apart.
I don't know. I love it. And my sister and I, that's how.
Oh, your sister does it too?
Yeah, she's the only other person I know. And then when I was younger, we were at home a lot during the summers and would just, you know, test out. We'd have like hot dogs in the fridge and I didn't know how to like make them. So we're just eating the hot dogs raw and it tastes like bologna.
Well, honestly, it probably is.
It wasn't
pretty
great.
Much bologna.
Yeah, I mean.
Like what even is a hot dog? No one knows. And no one knows what bologna is.
Yeah, ew, I can't believe I used to eat bologna out of a pack. Like, did you ever, like, bite the eyes in the mouth and, like, put bologna like, on your face?
No, I don't think I've ever had bologna.
I put bologna on my face. That's disgusting.
You were a kid.
Yeah.
It's not that gross.
It was fun. Back
then. I don't know. The more I talk about this, the more I actually feel like this guy's kind of an asshole. Because why are you clearing out their entire pantry, fridge, and freezer? That's
not replacing it at all, like with nothing.
That's pretty fucking rude.
Yeah,
that's pretty rude.
Yeah, I guess
eating some of the things, okay, especially if they're gonna go bad, okay. But like, clearing it out is kind of insane, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you think he stole it?
Yes, I think he stole it for sure.
Yeah.
Do I think that calls for never being friends with this person again? Probably not.
Like, you can never come back to my
house. Like, probably not. Like, if you cleared out my entire pantry, fridge, and freezer, I'd be like, I would ask, what the hell did you do?
I would be.
But I would still, like, be friends with you.
Can you imagine if I was just like, sorry, I just got really hungry. And you're like, John's protein?
John's fuck-ass beans. He's really into the, like the British beans, the beans
canned?
In like the red sauce that you eat on toast. That's like his new thing.
Oh,
mm-hmm. He found it at Costco. He's all excited about it.
I'm gonna get ripped for my green beans.
No, you won't. I don't think you will. I know people who eat canned soup cold.
Like prefer it cold?
Yes.
That's interesting. I mean, I can eat, if I warm up a soup, sometimes I'm too lazy to warm it up again. That's just, you know what I mean? If you're eating something and then it gets cold, do you warm it up again?
Depends. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I think that.
What would you say to, so if I admitted, or I was just like, hey, sorry. Like, how would you establish that you're pissed off? Would you just be like, I'm mad? Like, that's not.
Well, you know me. I'm like, I would say a pretty like confrontational person.
Yeah.
But like,
I mean, you
I'm
just
also not
it.
One to like, I feel like.
You wouldn't escalate.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I'd probably be like, dude, why did you eat all of my food in my house? Now that's kind of annoying and you didn't replace it all. Now I got to go grocery shopping for all of it. But that's probably the extent that I would go to it.
Yeah. No, I probably would. I don't even know if I knowing me, I'd have a hard time bringing that up.
You would act like it didn't happen. Yeah, like, thanks for taking great care of the house.
Yeah, thanks for clearing out everything. I don't know. I would have a hard time bringing it up. Because clearly they ate it or took it. Like, didn't dispute.
I don't know, but his butthole probably is on fire from all that olive oil. That's what I'll say about that.
Yeah, that's...
That is what I'll say about
fortunate.
That. I want to know what you guys think about that. Like, would you be so pissed at someone that you would kick them out of your life, essentially never let them back in your house? Or would you just be like, okay, that's annoying, but like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Because the Reddit comments are kind of like going both ways. So, anyways, I think that's going to be it for this episode. Cinny, thank you for hanging out with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is fun.
It is. It's been fun.
Are you going to keep watching Love is Blind?
Probably not.
I will keep you posted. I'm just curious. See? I don't know.
I am busy on my book right now.
Oh, right.
Big news, folks. Janelle's reading. And by reading, I mean listening. Mm-hmm. I mean listening.
It's the best.
To what's it called? The Tenant. That's the one that Kendall kept telling me to listen to.
I need to start that.
It's pretty good.
Are you just listening to it on your way home? Or?
Yesterday I was doing so many chores around my house. So I listened to it. I'm almost halfway done with the book. I listened to it for 4 hours, honestly.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's pretty good. So I'm excited to go listen to it some more. And yeah, that's going to be it this week, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you. And we will see you on the next Sesh. But until then, keep it fresh. Goodbye.